Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can always listen to us all day long by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store, and then you can just listen to us really all day long, but, you know, tune in on Wednesday nights because that's when we talk about art and culture, and we love to have you here and share all the great things happening, not only at home, but in the greater world, because believe it or not, people outside of the Bahamas listen to the show, and we also have Bahamians outside of the Bahamas making great art, and we have a lot of other Caribbean folk around who are joining us to do great things. So tonight we are, in fact, talking to a wide range of artists and curators from sort of all over, one from St. Vincent, a couple are up in Canada, and we've got our Edgerton over in Eleuthera, and we're all here to talk about a show called Seascape Poetics, curated by Bettina Perez Martinez and Simone Cambridge. And we're going to start off with Bettina to hear a little bit about the concept for the show, what it is, and what this group of artists is doing together. Bettina is a Puerto Rican curator, or a historian and researcher based in Montreal in Canada. And she is the curator of Seascape Poetics. Her research interests focus on Caribbean identity, decolonial studies, and the politics of ecology and climate change in the region. So welcome, Bettina, to The Blank Canvas. Hi.
Hi, Amanda. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for being here. So tell us, first of all, tell us about the framework around Seascape Poetics, because it's driven by Concordia University. A lot of Bahamians go there. My daughter just got in. Whoop, whoop. I'm so excited. She's going to start in September, but we're not here to talk about her. We're here to talk about you. So, tell us about the show and, again, the framework for it.
So thank you. And, yeah, the framework for this exhibition were mostly it's an exhibition that was originally conceived to be in person, but alas, COVID, and we had to switch it to be online. So that means it's completely accessible to everybody that can have Wi-Fi or a device, and you will enter.
But we can also fix things in the edit, so don't worry.
Okay, good.
It was designed to be.
Yes, so it's an online exhibition that deals with themes of climate change, colonialism, tourism, and ecological exploitation in the Caribbean. We decided to create, combine the work of artists from across the Anglo, Spanish, Franco, and Dutch Caribbean as a way of talking about archipelagic identity and how we do have very different histories, but we also have many similarities and many.
Yeah, I always say we're like a very unhealthy family where we've been very traumatized by really abusive parents, and we all manifest our abuse in a different way. So like one is like the crazy person who goes out and does dangerous things, and the other one's the introvert. But we all kind of come from the same family.
Definitely, yeah, that sums it up quite well. And I think it's an interesting approach, especially in visual arts, that for many many decades the Caribbean has been separated by language or by who call it, like our colonial pasts, especially in the arts.
And networks, right? The ability to travel places and to then create meaningful exchange is also very difficult, right?
Definitely, yeah. And especially in Puerto Rico, it's interesting because in Puerto Rico, it's so hard to travel to the rest of the Caribbean because we are a U.S. territory. But mm-hmm. It's so easy to go to the States, yet mm-hmm. it's much harder.
Yeah, we can go to the U.K. in like 8 hours, but to go to, St. Vincent probably takes, 25. So it's very, and I think, that was probably done purposefully to not allow people to get together. But I think that's why I love to see projects like this, where you're really like intentional about breaking those boundaries, especially linguistic, geographic, and bringing a group of people together to find, again, those shared stories and that shared commonality that we have.
Yeah. And It's been a great experience, honestly. I mean, we're very excited. The show is opening on Friday. The website is seascapepoetics.com.
Okay, so seascapepoetics.com opening on Friday, but you also have some events coming up, right? So people can tune in and listen to artists and things like that. So I would encourage our listeners. Do you want to talk a little bit about those events?
Of course. So we're going to be having events every Friday for the month of February. So this Friday, Simone Cambridge, my assistant curator, and myself will be doing a curatorial walkthrough through Zoom. So you can tune in, and we're just going to be showing the exhibition, giving like the back of house details of how everything was constructed in a virtual space. It's going to be at 12 Eastern Standard Times, which I'm not sure what time that is in the Bahamas.
No, we're on Eastern Standard Time, but I did just learn that St. Vincent is an hour ahead of us. So, and I think Cayman is an hour behind us. So, depending on which longitude you are,
Yeah, Puerto Rico is
how
an
did
hour
you come up
ahead.
with your hour ahead? How did you come up with your list of artists? So, did you just do research? Were you relying on, your own network of contacts from the region? Had you been gathering this list of artists over a certain amount of time because they were dealing with a specific topic that was of interest to you? Or how did you come up with this final roster?
Yeah, so how this gathered to be was a few years of research, mostly throughout my studies. I have focused a lot in how different Caribbean artists talk about ecology, and it was kind of a list that was growing in my mind. And then also Simone brought the work of Jeffrey Maris into the exhibition, which I had never seen and was very taken aback by it. And we have a very great group of artists. For example, we have Nadia Huggins, which is also part of this conversation, which is with us later on. Joy Minaya, as I mentioned, Jeffrey Maris, Lionel Cuet, Olivia McGilchrist, and Deborah Jack will be forming part of this exhibition.
That's lovely. We've actually worked at the NAGB with Joy Ree. We did a really lovely installation with her. Of course, we've worked with Jeffrey many times. He was actually on the show just a couple of weeks ago. He's got two shows in Nassau right now. Two show, one show, and one in New York. So it's really nice to see all these, it's almost like when you go to a friend's wedding and you meet all their people you heard about from their stories, and then you're like, oh, you're the one from Paris. I feel like it's a bit like that. Like this, we all kind of know each other from different areas of our little region, and it's lovely to see everyone kind of coming together at the table to do this. So I know you have a couple of things coming up. So I think on February 19th, there's going to be from 12 to 2 p.m. How to Be Caribbean. So that's a yeah. I'd like to know. I don't fit the mold, apparently. So it's good. I'm going to tune in a virtual panel discussion on identity and migration, and that's with Lionel Crewe, Jeffrey Maris, Joy Ree Minaya, and Natalia Vieira Salgado. And I think if you go to your website, can people just sign up for these? If they go to the Seascapes Poetic website, is that how they sign up for the talks?
Yeah, so in the website, there's a section that says events, and under there, you will find the Zoom links to sign up for these conversations. And the other event we do have is our closing event, which is the last Friday of the month.
Wedding on the 26th, 8:30, from 7 p.m. to 8:30, a virtual screening featuring work by Deborah Jack, Olivia Milgo-Christ, Joy Ree Minaya, and Bettina Perez Martinez. Oh, so you're also an artist.
Oh, I guess that's a misspell. I mean, I did art in the past, but I'm not doing anything in that
Okay, now you're doing curator.
exhibition.
That happens a lot. Artists become curators. My husband used to have an art gallery, and he always said, if you want to know who the great new up-and-coming artists are, talk to your artists, because artists always have sort of the best eye for what's going on around them, their peers, sort of what's exciting. And so what about the challenges of doing this online show? How has that been to make that pivot? And actually, have there been any positive aspects, like being able to work with somebody that you thought maybe you couldn't, because now it's all virtual.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, In the beginning, as a grad student, I had this vision for an in-person exhibition, my first like actual curatorial project in Canada, and it was a bit sad to part with the idea of doing something in person and having the artist come travel to Canada and do talks in person. However, it did bring very good things. For example, we approached this, we created this world, this digital world, where artists from the diaspora, artists that live in the Caribbean, that are in Canada, some that are in New York, can access and exhibit in the same place. So we all have equal access to this platform, and we're all kind of in this little world we created, interacting with each other. So it's a way of kind of uniting the diaspora and the Caribbean through digital placemaking, which has been a cool idea that we have expanded upon with well, having to go online because of COVID. And then also, as you
Yeah, and did
mentioned, oh, sorry.
no, go ahead.
Oh, as you mentioned that it gave us the opportunity to invite people that otherwise we would not be able to fly in, or there aren't around close to Canada. So that was also a very good thing about the exhibition being online.
And what about showing, like, were there works that you had to cut, for example, because they just, I'm working on an online show right now. And there's just some works that just don't look good, like especially sculptural works. And you're just like, you talk to the artist, you're like, yeah, maybe we should use another piece by you because this one, the one that I had in mind, did you have any issues like that with the show?
Yeah, so there was a few artists that we really wanted to form part of this exhibition, but unfortunately, because they're sculptural pieces, we couldn't have them. We were actually thinking of inviting Edrin, but we're very happy to be able to share this conversation with him. There was another piece that we wanted to do. It's an immersive installation that kind of recreates a beach landscape with like glitching and digital details, but that one also we had to change to a different medium, or like a different artwork, sorry, by the artist.
Well, so it sounds like you have your next show ready to go once COVID is
Hopefully, let's see what the future holds. I mean, whenever COVID ends.
we'll find a way to move on. We have to, again, that we have to reconvene, and being human is being in groups and contact, so I'm sure it will happen. It seems, when you're my age, time is geological. So, the year just kind of went by. I think, for you guys it's going a little slower, but it will be over. So don't worry. And I'm sure it sounds like you have your next show coming up, which is fantastic. So you can just do you can do part two of Seascape Poetics. So we've been here tonight talking about Seascape Poetics, which is a show that's being hosted virtually, and it's part of a program run out of Concordia University up in Montreal. We're going to come back after the break and speak with a Bahamian student who's up there and who is the assistant curator on the show in Concordia. And we just heard from the show's curator, Bettina Perez Martinez from Puerto Rico. And what's pretty lovely about the shows is bringing people from the region all together. And what's even lovelier is that all of you listening can actually enjoy the show, because now you don't have to go to Montreal, you can just go online. So you can go to www.seascapepoetics.com, and you can also there sign up for all the different events they're going to have every Friday in the month of February. There's a talk or there's a closing party. So go to the website, check it out, learn about, again, our Bahamian up-and-coming curators, Bahamian artists, but also artists from the region who are all of our cousins and brothers and sisters, and all dealing with a lot of these same issues that the show is dealing about, post-colonial identity, sustainability, and things close to our hearts, specifically here in the Bahamas, 1 year after Hurricane Dorian. So we're going to go to a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to meet Simone. Thank you, Bettina. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the executive director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.